Hello, my beautiful friend. It's Sunday again. I can't believe how fast the weeks go by. We've been doing these love grams together. I consider it together because I feel like you're here with me since the start of the pandemic, March 2020. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for your friendship. I'm so grateful for the many ways that you inspire me. You know, when you reach out and tell me things that you're doing in order to love people in your life better, or to deepen relationships, or to handle, you know, conflicts or difficult times. I really celebrate you for being here. In fact, let me play you a little song to show you how much I am celebrating you in this moment. That you are my sunshine, and I hope that as you're listening to this today, that you're also thinking, who is the sunshine in your life? You know, hopefully we all have at least one person, you know, one family member, one friend that we love so much, and that, you know, they get us, they listen, that we share a lot of the same values and have a lot of memories that we share. Hopefully there's at least one of those people in your life. And if we're lucky, we have a few, or we have more. But I want you to be thinking about someone in your family or a close friend, because what we're talking about today was inspired by my mentor, Brendon Burchard. He does these daily audio trainings, and today really hit me. And so I want to make sure that I acknowledge that the idea for this came from his. I'm not going to share with you the things that he did in his audio, but that the idea of it was really about what he called the art of conversation. He also referred to it as holding space for people in our lives. And what I want to share with you are my own thoughts on a similar topic, which is, you know, how do we show people that we love them, you know, when it's not, we're not giving them a gift or we're not doing something for them. We're simply interacting with them, and we want them to know that they matter, that they're our sunshine. Hey, let's listen a tiny bit more. I got a little carried away listening to that beautiful song. So this is what I want to talk to you about. You know, it's what I ended my book, spoiler alert, Say It Now with, which was really the gift of our presence. And I meant it when I said it, and I still mean it, that it is the greatest gift we can give people. Because it's something that we have the opportunity to do over and over and over again, and it really is a way that we show people what a gift they are in our lives. And so before I hopped on here, I don't usually do this, but before I hopped on today, I started thinking about that. I started thinking about giving the gift of our presence and how that happens. You know, I sort of wanted to come up with a step-by-step, and it actually kind of just came out pretty quickly and easily, and I'm going to share it with you. So, you know, first, the first thing that dropped in my mind is the idea of making time for people. And that could be that we specifically and intentionally schedule time with someone, or it might mean that someone reaches out to us, and if we can, that we're available for them. Now, I'm not saying don't keep your boundaries, right? Like if you have, you know, you have something important to do, you've scheduled some work, you know, but if it's a time that you happen to be available and you can be available, to do that. Otherwise, to schedule something. And that's one way that we really show people that we love them, is making time for them. And let's just say that it's time, you know, whether it's just landed in your lap spontaneously or you've planned something with someone, it's really important as much as possible to get yourself transitioned. Just take, it could be a 10 or 20 second, you know, a couple deep breaths, letting go of whatever you were doing right before, letting go of whatever feelings or emotions might have been there with you, so that you can enter this really important time with someone you love fresh, you know, so that you're not stressed or harried or upset or distracted, that you're finding a way to be there for that person. And let's say, and I think these all pertain to whether you're in person or on a video call or anything like that, but let's just, for the heck of it, imagine that you're actually in person. So let's say that you're seeing someone, maybe you met a friend at a cafe, you've scheduled this, you've shown up on time. I didn't even think of that, but I think that's also a very respectful thing to show people that we care. You showed up on time, you've taken some deep breaths so that you're just fully there when they arrive, and you greet them with enthusiasm. You know, you greet them as who they are to you, you know? I once wrote a whole blog post, maybe you remember, on saying hello and how, you know, there's so much in just simply the way that we greet someone, the way that we say hello. How much love and enthusiasm do we offer? And that kind of sets the tone, really, for how we're going to be together. So you greet them with enthusiasm. You put your phone down, or for that matter, anything. You know, if you were reading a book before they arrived, if you were looking on your laptop, if you were scrolling on your phone, not only put it down, but if you can, put it away. You know, put the book in your bag, put the phone in your bag. Be there 100%. I know you know that feeling of being with someone who is distracted, they're checking their texts, or they're checking their emails, or their phone is dinging, and it's not a good feeling, is it? Like, I know that feeling where it's like I start to feel like I'm not that important to that person. Whatever is pinging and dinging and clinging and clanging is feels like it's more important than me. So that's a big one. Put your phone down, put the book away. And, you know, and again, just like look at that person and try to, you know, try to convey to them without words, you know, how glad you are to see them, because you are. If you need to, you know, one technique that is always works is to imagine that that person had died. What if that person was no longer here? How much would you want to be sitting across the table from them? I hope that doesn't sound morbid, because to me, it's not morbid, but it's really a way of, bringing ourselves to the moment and remembering that actually, in fact, anybody could be gone at any minute. And we're super fortunate to have the time that we have with people we love. We sometimes forget that it's not guaranteed. It's not limited. We aren't guaranteed that we'll be here. So as much as possible, look at that person with that kind of love, as if you hadn't thought you'd ever see them again, and here they are. The other thing, as you're talking, you know, don't fiddle. Don't fiddle with the napkin. Don't twirl your coffee cup. I know that sounds kind of silly and maybe insignificant, but it's one of the ways that, again, we show people that they have all the space in the world to be here with us and to share what's going on for them and to talk to us. And sometimes when we're fiddling, even if that's not what we mean to convey, what gets conveyed is a sense of hurry up, you know, to the other person, as if we're bored or, you know, we just can't wait for things to get going. Also, I know this one is, I know this one's controversial. I'm going to say, please don't interrupt. You know, I've listened to a lot of different people talk about this interrupting in a lot of different ways. And I know there are a lot of cultures where, you know, people say that it's enthusiasm when you interrupt and that it, you know, it conveys an excitement. I don't know. Call me old school. I don't know. For me, I just think when we give someone our full attention and we let them complete whatever they're saying, I just feels like such a sign of respect. I just have never heard anybody complain that they weren't interrupted and that they were able to, you know, have a full thought before someone else spoke. You know, and you can, you know, this isn't interrupting if you nod. You know, you could nod your head. You could even make, you know, small sounds like, oh, you know, like enthusiastic sounds that don't interrupt the person from their train of thought or that don't stop them in their tracks. If this is true for you, which I hope it is, because this is someone you love, you know, once they've finished what they're saying, you know, that particular story or anecdote, you could say, oh my gosh, that's so interesting. Or, oh my, I loved hearing that. You know, you may think that it's, you know, they'll know that, but it's really nice to hear that someone enjoyed what we had to say. One of my favorite things is to say, if you want, and if this is what's naturally that you're feeling, hey, say more about that. Could you tell me a little more? You know, and if there's a question or two that you have for them, could you say some more about, you know, I loved what you were saying about your mom, and that really piqued my interest. Can you tell me more? Everybody wants to have that kind of interest taken in who they are. You know, and if you've gone through all of that, one more final way that I want to suggest that you can let someone know that their presence and your conversation with them is a gift is you can continue the conversation that they started. So rather than just like, oh, it's my turn to talk now, I want to talk about blah, 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 to kind of come up with something that is an adjacent topic. My beau, Ian, is a master at this. He loves to say, you know, that was really interesting what you said about What else is like that? You know, that's one of it's one of his favorite sayings, because what it does is, first of all, he's a very creative person and it does spark the creativity, you know, which is fun in any relationship. What else is like that? It also, it gives the two of you an opportunity for a little bit of brainstorming together and to really think about, you know, how what that person said has sparked something else, which is a beautiful thing too, right? When we're in conversation with someone, we really feel like we sparked something, that we created something. It was generative. So I know I don't usually kind of just come to you with a list like this, but it felt like that wanted to be said. And it just felt really important to me, especially I did a podcast interview today and we were talking a lot about how much people really long to be acknowledged. And I think that was partly what sparked this with you too, is that that desire to show people, I see you, I see you, I see you, I hear you, I hear you. You know, what you have to say is valuable. Who you are is valuable. So I hope, speaking of valuable, I hope this was helpful. I hope this was valuable. I always love to hear what you have to say. Thank you to anyone and everyone who emails me with your thoughts. I can't always respond to everyone, but I do read them all and I love hearing from you. I really do appreciate what you're thinking about, you know? And so I'm going to end us with just a few more lines of this song. Oh no! Oh no, what happened? Sorry, an advertising started and now I had to go back and edit over it. But here we go. I'm ready. That was kind of funny. I'll always love you. So much for being here. You are my sunshine today, and I love you. Bye-bye.